You're listening to a podcast from 702.
The Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates Business Class to experience a new level of comfort.
All right, we were supposed to go to Adam Gilchrist on the line in the UK, and indeed we are with Adam. Good morning to you, Adam.
Hi, good morning, Bulgari.
Ah, there you are. All right, let's start with Iran's nuclear change. Tehran is preparing to boost uranium enrichment. It's really a middle finger to Donald Trump, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, you get the idea. There's a lot of finger pointing going on of various fingers. And indeed, Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, is meeting with the British Prime Minister today, having met with the French President last night. And Mr. Netanyahu is basically on the same side as Donald Trump. He doesn't want the Iran nuclear deal. He says it hasn't stopped them carrying out aggression and violence around the Middle East, and therefore he wants the deal scrapped. But Britain is with the other European leaders in saying, no, we want to keep the deal. It's better than nothing. It has worked to some extent. And absolutely, international inspectors from the Atomic Agency have said that there has been no missile building, there's been no further uranium enrichment. But now we have this announcement, Iran saying, yeah, they will increase their enrichment capacity. They're building these crucial centrifuges. So really what they're saying is, we could do this if you're not careful, and we're going to do it in 3, 2, 1, here we go, we're about to do it. They're sort of giving us a countdown, aren't they? Whilst at the same time, there are talks to salvage the nuclear deal. I don't know, it just appears to me talking's better than the other alternative somehow.
And talking of 3, 2, 1, go, sport is really very much an all-male domain. What, the best paid 100, the best paid 100 stars are all male, not a single one is a woman, not even Serena.
No, she was in the top 30, I think she was at one stage, maybe even top 20. But Serena stopped to have a baby last year and therefore didn't play tennis for a little while. She's back now, of course. Well, sort of back. She had to pull out of Paris, didn't she? But she's not in the top 100 earning sports stars of last year, according to Forbes. It's the first time there have been no women at all in the top list, though generally speaking, there's usually only a handful, frankly. Does it matter, I suppose, in our egalitarian, equal rights world? The top earners are inevitably a boxer, Floyd Mayweather Jr., the footballers Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, the martial arts fighter Conor McGregor, various people that you probably haven't heard of who are American football players or basketball players. Roger Federer's in there as well in the top 10 at some point. I suppose the point is there is really an unequal interest in sport. People are far more interested, generally speaking, in male sports compared to female sport. It's perhaps not surprising, therefore, that sponsors and advertisers and others are more drawn to male sport. But for all the top 100 earners to be men doesn't feel right, doesn't sit right, does it really somehow?
Well, it does tell you where the sponsors' money is in terms of where their mouths are, if you get what I mean. And of course, the big runway decision, ministers say yes to an expansion of Heathrow Airport.
This is such a big deal. 50 years in the making. Every government in the UK since 1968 has essentially passed the buck on this, saying, well, we don't know whether to expand, we don't know whether to build somewhere else. Should we boost smaller airports like Gatwick, Luton, Stansted, which actually all have been boosted, or should we go for the main one, Heathrow, for London? And ultimately, they have now decided, the cabinet, that they will go ahead with a third runway. Except there will be protests and demonstrations galore. This is such a big deal. 700 extra planes a day will be using this third runway in and out over London, etc. Three villages will be virtually wiped out as they expand the airport. There'll be all sorts of issues about noise pollution and air pollution and so forth. And yes, this allows London to catch up with the multi-hubs of Paris, Amsterdam and Frankfurt. It's worth an awful lot of money. But it's also costing the UK something like $36 billion building the runway, the infrastructure and the compensation to the people have to be cleared out. So roughly speaking, 600 billion rand to build an airport runway. Prices have gone up a little bit, haven't they?
I'll say. All right, Adam Gilchrist with our worldview from the UK. Now, as always, we ask you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about on the Emirates Worldview. And today's question comes from Nawal, who tweeted, in tennis, which surface is considered the best? Is it grass, clay, or the hard courts? Hashtag Emirates Worldview. To get to the answer, we spoke to Ian Smith, the former CEO of Tennis SA.
I don't think you can really say which court is best to play on. Europe's well known for the clay courts, whereas the Western world, the Americas and South Africa and Australia play on hard courts. And in England, there are a lot of hard court tournaments, but then you've got Queens and Wimbledon that play on grass. A long time ago, a lot of people or a lot of countries always played on grass. So it's very difficult to say which is the best court. And if you look at Federer, Djokovic, Nadal, Agassi of the past, they've won on all surfaces, main tournaments, other than Djokovic, who hasn't won the French yet. If he wins the French, which he lost tonight, unfortunately, he won't be winning that one. But if he won the Grand Slam, the French, he would have won on all surfaces as well.
All right, congratulations to Nawal Waghi for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won R1,000 courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates Business Class to experience a new level of comfort.
If you have a question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072 702 1702 or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
Morning, Robin. Glad to see you back. I just wanted to pop in before your meeting with the team from Chambers & Chambers.
Don't worry, Mr. Fredericks. I took care of that already.
You did? How?
Over a bottle of fine French wine and a gourmet meal.
Oh.
I happened to sit next to Miss Chambers at the Emirates Lounge in Beijing.
So you landed the account before you even took off. That's good work.
With gourmet meals and fine wines in our worldwide lounges, Emirates Business Class is so much more than just business. Fly Emirates. Experience a new level of comfort.